From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting at least 76 people were killed when a plane carrying members of a Brazilian soccer team crashed late Monday near Medellin, Colombia. Several people aboard the chartered plane survived the crash. Reporter James Bargent is covering the tragedy.
Around 10 o'clock, the plane communicated with air traffic control in the Jose Maria Cordova airport, which is just outside Medellin, and they reported that they were having electrical faults in the plane and they requested an early landing. But somewhere between that and actually making it to Medellin, the airplane went down.
The team had departed Bolivia to play in the final game of the Copa Sudamericana tournament. United Nations Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura told the European Parliament Tuesday he is uncertain how long the eastern part of Aleppo will last, given the escalation of military attacks on the sector. UN aid agencies say they are shifting many humanitarian operations to Syrian government-controlled western Aleppo as thousands of people arrive there from the city's east. Lisa Schlein reports.
The United Nations says thousands of people have been fleeing eastern Aleppo in the wake of intensified ground fighting and indiscriminate aerial bombardment by Syrian government forces. The government reportedly has retaken more than one-third of the territory previously held by the rebels. Jens Laerke, spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, says scores of civilians reportedly have been killed and injured, and civilian infrastructure has been deliberately destroyed. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
For more on that story and other news, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News.